Hi, it's Glenn Kalina, the delicious Kim Douglas, and oh, the ever so handsome Diego from the Q Morning Crew. Got milk?
Maybe you shouldn't. We'll get the surprising and kind of scary facts about what's really in milk.
From the Not Milkman, Monday morning at 8 on Q102.
Commercial free hour of music. And at Joe Mama, we are just 10 minutes away from the 98 WCAU FM Hot Hits Reunion Weekend. Hang on.
Here's a special announcement for Diane First loyal New Jersey customers.
WIOU, Philadelphia.
As a dad, it's
the beat on the street.
Beat on the street goes
commercial free.
Zero commercial.
Now.
The beat I believe.
Q102.
Philadelphia presents the 98 WCAU-FM Hot Hits Reunion Weekend. Dateline Philadelphia, September 8th, 1981. A group of young broadcasters gather at the former Marriott Hotel on City Avenue.
Radio consultant Mike Joseph holds court.
Mr. Joseph, a music and programming consultant, was hired by CBS to consult and direct the programming of 98 WCAU-FM. After 4 months of research, the radio format is decided. And the DJs are hired. Scott Walker, Rich Hawkins, Bob Garrett, Todd Parker, Billy Burke, Terry Young, and Glenn Kalina. Soon to join the staff would be Christy Springfield, Bill O'Brien, and Barsky. Then, on Tuesday, September 22nd, 1981, at the stroke of midnight, all systems are go. Philadelphia's radio airwaves rumbled with such intensity that Billy Penn's hat fell off. Hot Hits 98 WCAU-FM was born.
98 now!
Scott Walker, a foreigner waiting for a girl like you to come into my life at 7:08. Last night, the Flyers bit the dust. They lost to the Oilers 7-4.
WCAU.
Got KC on 98.
Hey, man. I'm coming. And now another long-distance dedication.
Wait, no.
Listener writes in.
Wait.
Dear KC.
No, I'm looking for KC the singer, not...
Well, I can sing.
No.
Give it up.
Get out of here.
Bob Garrett. WCAU-FM.
1256 at Philly's number one music station. More people choose us for music than any other station in town. This afternoon, sometime between 3 and 6, we'll count the music again for another key that could open the safe containing 10 grand from Not a Geek. Soft Cell's Tainted Love.
Rich Hawkins, WCAU-FM.
98 is first with Philly's hot music, and we want you to pick the hits. So every night at 9:30, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight, Hot Shot Terry Young presents Is It Hot or Is It Not? Actually, it's hot or not. He's going to play a brand new song. You get to call in with your votes. Tell us if it's hot or not. Pointers and automatic.
Glenn Kalina.
Consistently more hot hits from Kenneth Square from 98. It's Rockwell at 108. Some light rain likely today. Highs of 50. Damp and cool tonight. Low 35. Some sun tomorrow. High 55. Temps 48.
It's 3 o'clock on 98 with Billy Burke. Keep track of the songs I'm playing because we will play the music recall game sometime between now and 5 o'clock. Here's Kenny Loggins with Footloose.
Pretty nice day today, huh? Night fair, low 38, sunshine bottom to Waldemar, and high to bar 55, right down there, 46, on Terry Young with the police. Oh, yeah? Every breath you take, Donnie and Al consists of the Mohawk's police. Every breath you take about Chrissy Springfield makes garlic bread by breathing on it. Really? And she got her arms perm. Midnight to 5, it's your Joyo show.
Talon Jones, the 98 first with Philly's hot music, congratulating. Oh, boy, all kinds of folks are winning all kinds of money. And our music recall game continues this morning between 9 and noon. Be here at 2:07.
Bill O'Brien, WCAU-FM.
98 now, it's Bill O'Brien. Philly Hot 30 Countdown continues, taking a trip to Jacksonville, okay? Over here we got jeweled gloves, sweatshirts and buttons, picture discs, birthday cards. Don't forget the stickers. We got some keychains here, iron-on patches. How about a bag or a poster? Calendars, anyone?
Hot hit one year ago. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, and Donnie.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may ask yourself, why the hell is Q102 doing a reunion party for another radio station? Well, 98 is now WOGL, and they play oldies.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time.
So we don't care. And besides, Q102 has always been and will always be a little different than everyone else. Welcome to the Q102 98 WCAU FM Hot Hits Reunion Weekend.
Hot Hits WCAU FM.
Q102 is the beat of Philadelphia presenting the 98 WCAU FM Hot Hits Reunion. I'm Joe Mama with former hot shots Glenn Kalina, Christy Springfield, Scott Walker, Rich Hawkins, and Terry Yo. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Glenn Kalina. Yeah, should we introduce everybody in the room here? To the left, the former program director, and we started off as the morning guy and program director at WCAU-FM, now WOGL, is Scott Walker. Hey, Scotty.
Thank you, Glenn. I'm surprised you invited me because I fired everybody here in the room.
Not me.
Not Krista. She still works for me.
Yeah, we always wanted to talk to you about that, too, you know.
Notice the gray hair.
Christy Springfield in the room, still at OGL. And to Christy's left is Rich Hawkins, who used to do 9 to noon. Hey, Rich.
Oh, man, it is good to be back in Philadelphia. I'm just here for the cheesesteaks.
Yeah. You look like you had a couple before you got here. And, of course, the legendary Motormouth, Terrence Alexander Young.
Let me just say this. The entire 7 years that I worked at 98 WCUFM, I was number one in teenage girls the entire time.
Yeah, all right.
Now, those teenage girls are now 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. My time has come.
He wonders, where in the hell are they?
Still to come is Billy Burke. He'll be arriving tomorrow, and Bob Garrett will be here tomorrow. We're going to take you back with this one. Remember, Scotty? We used to play this at 6 and 8 a.m. every morning.
I got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed to the arcade. I don't have a lot of money, but I'm bringing everything I made. I got a Pac-Man fever.
Q102, it is 98 WCAU-FM Hot Hits Reunion Weekend.
Yeah, boy. Pac-Man fever, huh?
Hot Chuck, Glenn Kalina, Christy Springfield, Scott Walker, Rich Hawkins, and Terry Motormouth Young.
I just want to know who's picking the music.
Well, you used to like that song a lot, and all of a sudden you don't like it anymore, huh? Couldn't get enough of that one.
Yeah.
We're here for the reunion. It's been 10 years since we were all together in the same room. Bill O'Brien will be here in a little while. Billy Burke will be here tomorrow. Bob Garrett will be here tomorrow. A couple of the other guys will be here tomorrow as well, right through the rest of the weekend. But we were talking, off mic here about how this all came about and how we all got together. And Scott, you were the first morning guy, Scott Walker at CAU. How did you even find out about this? I mean, how did you find out? It was like this big secret that Mike Joseph was in town. He was working with CBS and nobody knew about it, nobody was doing.
Well, it was the summer of 81, and I was doing mornings in Orlando, Florida at BJ 105, and I got a call from Mike Joseph, and I didn't even know who he was, and he said he'd like me to send him an audition tape. He was putting together a new station in Philadelphia, and make a long story short, he recruited me. I came up here and did mornings, and then about 6 months later, I came off the air and was program director until the station pulled the plug in 87. As a matter of fact, all of us came in together, and we stayed at Buttonwood Square down in
the Spring Garden.
Yeah.
And we all just kind of camped out together for a month before we kicked off the format.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
He's a tough guy, though. Mike Joseph, he used to have to go through dry runs, he called them, and you had to go in and actually do a show in the production studio. And then you sit down and be critiqued afterward in front of everybody else. Boy, was that embarrassing.
It was like a radio boot camp.
Oh, it was nasty.
I remember doing the first one of those, and it was the day after, it was like the second night we were here, and the first thing Terry did was have a party in his apartment. We invited all the people in the building, remember that? And I met my wife at that party, and we're still married. How about that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Hawk, you're out in San Diego now, right?
Yep.
Tell everybody what you're doing.
Programming a couple of radio stations out there. One's a kind of a soft thing.
One's an AC.
Yeah, it's an AC. Just saying. All right. And the other one's a rock station.
Okay. Now, how long have you been out there?
It's coming up on 2 years now.
Good. Cool. And where'd you go from here? We all got fired. Where'd you go?
Actually, I think, you know, the original, I was the last one to leave of the original.
Yeah.
The original crew. I actually did the oldies thing for about a year. And then I went to Pittsburgh, spent 4 years there in purgatory. You don't want to go to Pittsburgh.
Purgatory.
And then, and then about 4 years down in Virginia Beach, which was great living on the beach down there.
And Chrissy's been at OGL since.
Yeah.
And Terry, you've gone where? Besides hell and back.
Well, you know my story. I was working in New Orleans, and I was the only white guy on an all-black radio station. And I was doing the morning show, and Mike Joseph called me, and he goes, "What are you doing working at an all-black radio station?" And I said, "I'm kicking ass." And I hung up on the son of a bitch. And he called me back, and the secretary goes, "That man, he want to talk to you again." And he comes back, and he goes, "I didn't mean to offend you. I just wanted to hear a tape." So I had taped that morning show, and I sent it to him. And he calls me back, and he says, "It was breathtaking." my air check.
God.
So I came up and worked. And then when I stayed here the whole time, and then Scott fired me, like he said, and he hugged me like a football coach and kicked my ass out of the door, gave me a check for $13,800 that I lived on, and then I went to New Orleans, then Detroit, then I went to Myrtle Beach, I went to Pensacola, Florida, I went to Flint, Michigan, I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I am now.
Thank you. It really was hell and back.
Wait a minute, let's get back to this check for $13,800. Did you get one of those bucks? Wait a minute here.
Mine was actually a little bigger than that, but I was there longer.
Oh, you guys take over. Scott, can we talk on the hall just a second?
The 98 WCAU-FM Hot Hits Reunion Weekend. If you'd like to talk to the Hot Shots, Glenn Kalina, Christy Springfield, Scott Walker, Rich Hawkins, and Terry Motormouth Young, 263-102.1, 800-521-102.1. We'll take a break and be back on Q102.
Yellow Jacket, the area's premier.
Here's another hit that 98 CAU-FM made famous on Q102.
Got the usual centerfold of my tongue stuck in the staple of magazine, man. Yeah, Jake Isles Band on 98.
Q102, the 98 WCAU FM Hot Hits Reunion Weekend. Hot Shots in the studio with us today. Glenn Kalina, Christy Springfield, Scott Walker, Rich Hawkins, and Terry Motormouth Young.
Boy, how many times have we played that song?
Oh. I was going to say, that brings back memories.
Every 40 minutes.
Scott, why did you program the songs like every 70 minutes?
First of all, I would like to say that, you know, Christy still works for me in Oldies 98, so Christy, no old stories about me, all right? Or you're out.
Oh, man, I'm not
going to
have any fun this weekend.
Anyway, going back to your question about why do we play the song so often was, I don't know why.
It was the thing to do.
That's why we had no quarter hours.
Time spent listening was like
20 minutes.
You know, the way the station was originally designed, you know, when you're playing the popular hits, people want to hear them when they come in and listen to you. So if Madonna has a real hot record, they don't want to wait around to hear it. They want to hear it right away. And as a result, a lot of people listened to us, but a lot of people didn't listen real long.
So? That's why we went off the air. No, I'm just kidding. That's a whole other story in itself. We're talking about the startup and how we all got involved in there. We heard Scott's story. Christy, how did you came in what year?
1983.
83. And how did that happen?
Actually, late 82.
You were down where? AYV in
Atlantic City. Doing the sun checks, doing the 10 to 2, the late night things, the midday stuff. And they had put me back on overnights or something. I was doing afternoon drive. And they threw me back on overnights for the second time inside of 10 months. And I was like, that's it. I had met Billy through my boss while I said, help me get anywhere. I'll go to Kalamazoo. Get me out of here. I'm tired of having my schedule bounced around.
And she called me every day.
I knew his secretary, Donna, before I actually met her. I sent a tape up. And then finally I was like, look, I'm giving up on this. I'm finally in a 10 to 2 shift as opposed to working midnight to 5:30, 6 in the morning.
And just going to, you know, just take a shot at it. And then finally I got a chance to talk to him. They brought me in.
Well, I hired you because I didn't want you to call me anymore.
Yeah. And so he's had to deal with me and, you know, and arguments and stuff like that.
So there's
well.
There's a lesson for all those aspiring jocks out there. Keep calling Glenn Kalina if you want to get on Q102, right?
Yeah. Every couple of weeks.
Yeah. The number is 619.
No, that's a San Diego area code.
It's now, Glenn's San Diego office.
Hawk, how did you get involved?
I was on the air. I was working at a station down in Columbia, South Carolina. I was actually programming and jocking and going to college.
And you were how old?
I was 19.
All right.
19, yeah. A little younger than you, Terry. But you're 36, right?
No, 35.
I pick up the request line one day, and there's this guy on there, Mike Joseph. And, I can't do a very good imitation of Mike when Bob
Come
Garrett
on,
gets here.
Call Bach.
Yeah, call Bach, right. Call me when you're off the air.
You think you're funny, do you?
Some people just weren't meant to be funny.
Right, that's it. So he asked me to send a tape, so I sent a tape up. And I figured, I'm never going to hear from these guys. I mean, Philadelphia at that time was like market number 4.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big time, you know. And I was in like market 100. And I was just 19 years old, so I figured, I'll send the tape. I'll never hear from this guy.
He was our baby, Hawk.
Yeah.
He was just, I didn't know whether to critique him or burp him.
No, I just remember you guys had a pool going, how long I would last before I went back home. And, I was really surprised. A couple of weeks later, they called me, they flew me up here, and, that was it.
And we'll find out how Billy got involved and Bill O'Brien. O'Brien's on his way. He said he'd be here by 3 o'clock, but, of course, he probably had to put extra hairspray on his hair, so he's late. He couldn't find his...
Did you dig up any old Wi-Fi jingles for Bill?
Oh!
I saw him on Dancing on Air.
Yeah. What year was this one?
84?
84.
1984. Remember this motor?
And emotion.
Obsession. It's Q102 and the 98 CAU FM. Hot Hits Reunion Weekend.
Here's a hit that you'll hear at the Q102 10-year reunion.